Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to say good evening to you and welcome to the Jazz Corner of the World. Luno Records presenting to you the current time artist. So let's all get together with the Jazz Corner of the World and give them a great big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. How about a big hand, everybody?
Thank you. is measurable, quantifiable. What you cannot see is the infinite.
We just heard Kaylee Rutledge with the title track from her record, Tenderheart, coming in at number 19 for Michael. Coming in at number 18 for me, Los Angeles MC Vince Staples and his self-titled record came out on Blacksmith Motown. And self-titled record, actually his fourth album. It's a collaboration with producer Kenny Beats, and super introspective, very, very personal record that definitely showcases Vince Staples' storytelling to a T. Right around the time that this record was released, I was also in the process of watching a super critically acclaimed TV show called Insecure by a fantastic creator named Issa Rae. And the fifth season is about to wrap up this weekend. And I hadn't watched it, so I was binging on it. And Vince Staples actually shows up as a performer in one of the episodes. And it was super cool to see him sort of performing on this show, because it's the show is definitely it's a love letter to Los Angeles and to certain neighborhoods. And this record also, again, like all of his records, definitely he loves where he came from, right? And definitely talks about it on his albums. Coming in at number 17 for me, something that we'll definitely hear from a little bit later, one of our, I counted five crossover records this year, is Japanese Breakfast. And the album Jubilee came out on Dead Oceans, another fantastic record, the third from performer Michelle Zauner. Certainly very uplifting album, but it's got some dark overtones to it. And I just think it's a very, very rewarding listen that I get something new out of every time I hear it. I'm going to play the track Kokomo Inn.
Is it Kokomo Inn, or is it supposed to be like Kokomo, Indiana? I was wondering.
I don't know.
The I-N?
Well, the I-N's not capitalized. Oh. Is it?
I thought it was capitalized. I was maybe...
It very well could be.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're probably right.
We are going to hear more from that record. Coming in at number 18 for me, Ryan Degree. It does have an accent aigu over the E on it, but he's from Holyoke, Massachusetts, so it's not pronounced in the Quebecois Degree. But the album Three Rivers on 11A Records is his follow-up to The Humours, which was one that I... strongly considered when it came out. This is the result of a song a day writing exercise that he did in January of 2019. This album was then released February of this year. And Degree, multi-instrumentalist but primarily guitar, this features a whole host of people, you know, cello, pedal steel, violin, viola. Degree, not necessarily like full-on American primitive a la John Fahey, but there is a hint of that, as well as some more like electric elements. This is just a beautiful instrumental record that I kept going back to. I heard it very early in the year and found some real solace in it over the course of the year. There's going to be a few like that I took real solace in. We're going to hear the track Shining. And then from Caribbean Belgian artist Nalis Nefro, who now makes their home in England, the album is Space 1.8. I mean, this is some Pharoah Sanders, Alice Coltrane style astral jazz. And unlike anything I've heard this year, jazz harp, which always catches my ear. You know, as someone who has more than a few Dorothy Ashby records in their collection and is a fan of Brandy Younger, this was an instrument I was primed to love. The Guardian called it mystical jazz, and I just call it a great listen. Every track is just named like space one, space two, space three, like each of the tracks, that's the only name. So I'm going to play space two. Honestly, you could play any track off of this record and really dig it. It's my number 17.
Yeah. City going up, so you better bust. Finish here, really want to us, really spilling blood. Everybody tough, till they gotta go and see the judge. Bringing better hush. Remember growing up, all I wanted was to be a thug. Wanted me a plug to get a little bread. Shoot a couple zingin' up in the head. Still outside, I don't hide from this shit for life. Had to fight for my life. Took them hits and strike. If I die for the guys, have my candlelight going up like the club. After that, go slide. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gon' hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gon' flock. I'm gon' stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back.
Yeah. Whenever I miss those days, visit my crips that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played all in the street, following leads. Again, this dude lost their ways. Some of them outside still, some of them inside graves. I'm a real beach boy, come ride my wave. Left me with the either or, fill these voids and fill my bank. Blue strips only, you switched on me. Mama told me about you snakes. Keep this shot off safety. You know you can't never be too safe. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gon' hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gon' flock. I'm gon' stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that this shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
Call screech. I be gone.
Hope you watching
your back. Watch my back. Stay gone. I know how they come.
Hope you watching.
Get your block. Forget back. Up first, man. I miss that. Tell me if you with that.
So coming in at number 17 for Michael, Nala, how do you pronounce the last name again? Senefro?
Senefro is how I've
said it. Senefro?
Yeah.
With a great record called Space 1.8. Coming in at number 16 for me, pretty much a mainstay on my year-end list. The husband and wife duo Low puts out a record, chances are it's going to end up on my list. Their album, Hey What, is their 13th release, and they now play as a duo. As I mentioned, husband and wife, Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker. And this record finds them in sort of a really, really dark space. It's very, very dense and quite brutal at points. I found it to be a very, very satisfying late night listen as I walked around my neighborhood. You know, one of my favorite pastimes in 2021, walking around by myself, not steering clear of crowds. And this one was a soundtrack to a lot of those walks. The track I'm going to pick it's called Days Like These. And then coming in at number 15, Bad, Bad, Not Good. They just performed here a couple weeks ago at the Park Theater in support of this fantastic record. It's called Talk Memory. Came out on XL, and it's I would say, and I'm a big Bad, Bad, Not Good fan, I quite enjoy what they do. I would call it their most refined effort to date, and I think that they definitely benefited from the contributions on this record. You mentioned Brandy Unger, right?
Yeah,
played on this. But I think that to my mind,
Arthur Verikai
and drummer Karim Riggins provide like solid support on this album, and definitely sort of helped it to be what it is. And the track that I picked is just a beautiful song. It's called Beside April and features both these guys, Karim Riggins and Brazilian legend Arthur Verikai. My number 15 album of the year, Bad, Bad, Not Good's Talk Memory.
Yeah, that record, like I posted a few records that I was kind of weighing heavily towards the very end of finalizing the list, and referred to them as gutted to cut it. And that Talk Memory is among the list of ones. In fact, I was like re-listening to it this afternoon, just being like, yeah, this is such a good record, especially the Arthur Verikai contributions, like the string arrangements are just lovely on that record. Just doing something a little different than what they've done before, but definitely in part of the trajectory that they've been on all along. My number 16 is a record called All One by the Motion Orchestra. It came out on Bathurst Records last month, November. This project or group formed in 2017 in Hamburg, Germany, as a side outlet for David Hanke of Renegades of Jazz to explore like neoclassical sensibilities and proclivities. It's like a weird fusion of jazz and orchestral music, as the name kind of suggests. It's a beautiful kind of head trip of a record, one that I would strongly recommend, you know, putting on the headphones for. Again, another record kind of like the Nullis Nephro, kind of like the Ryan Dugree, like where it just, I found it very soothing to listen to in some times when things were in turmoil. And in line with other things I listened to, but like a weird fusion of them. The kind of the band that most reminded me of a Cinematic Orchestra on Ninja Tune, but far less relying on like electronics as the cinematic orchestra was. But if you dig the cinematic orchestra, I could see you enjoying this record. So we're going to hear the track Thread Spin. And then number 15 for me, the album Many Worlds by Australian act Menagerie. This came out on Freestyle back in January. One of the oldest records on my list. Nine-piece spiritual jazz group, and really like just effervescent and joyful stuff, and really one I kept going back to for just bliss. The lead-off track is called Hope, and it's definitely one that gave me that throughout the year.
When you think you've seen everything, if I were living in days like these, and say you only take what you bring, maybe that's just the way they speak. Know that I would do anything. Is it something that I can't see? Everybody just chased by dreams. That's why we're living in days like these again. Something you can choose between. It isn't coming in twos and threes. Always looking for that one sure thing. Oh, you want it so desperately. You know you're never gonna feel no, you're never gonna be released. Maybe never even see me. That's why we're living in days like these again.
Thank you.